Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Dear listeners, as we step into the second day of Ramadan, we embrace a profound opportunity, not just to observe, but to transform. Ramadan isn't merely a period of fasting, it's a doorway to change, a catalyst for personal and spiritual renewal. So today, let us delve deep into the essence of this sacred month and recognize it as our chance to turn things around. The topic for today is the U-turn, a chance to turn things around. Number one, let's talk about the foundation of repentance. Our journey begins with repentance. Repentance is not just seeking forgiveness, it's a declaration of change, a commitment to turn away from the paths that have led us astray. And in this holy month, let's take the opportunity to reflect on our actions, to identify our missteps and mistakes, and to sincerely turn back to Allah with humility and hope. Repentance, or tawbah, cleanses our heart, setting the stage for genuine transformation. From Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he reported that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, "Allah the Exalted and Glorious said, I am in the thought of my servant, and I am with him as he remembers me." And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam further said, "By Allah, Allah is more pleased with the repentance of his servant than what one of you would do on finding the lost camel in the waterless desert. When he draws near me by the span of his hand, I draw near him by the length of a cubit. And when he draws near me by the length of a cubit, I draw near him by the length of a fathom. And when he draws near me walking, I draw close to him hurriedly." This is the famous hadith Qudsi narrated by Imam Muslim. So I see two ways that would help us on our journey towards tawbah. Number one is to break free from addictions. Addictions, whether they are substances, impulsive behaviors, lustful and harmful patterns of thought, they enslave us, pulling us away from our truest potential. Ramadan offers the perfect setting for us to break free from these chains once and for all. Fasting itself teaches us discipline and self-control, which are essential qualities in overcoming our addictive over-dependencies on external influences. So let's make this month become the time when you choose freedom, leveraging on the spiritual strength that Ramadan brings upon us to overcome your addictions. Next, cultivate positive habits. So one of the ways to eliminate bad habits is to replace them with good ones. And the discipline of Ramadan provides us a unique opportunity to build new positive habits. Whether it's dedicating a specific time for Quranic study, or to attend Islamic classes weekly, or simply ensuring that the five daily prayers are done on time. Each positive action becomes a brick in the construction or rebuilding of a better you. So start small, choose new norms and rituals that resonate with your spiritual journey, because all our journeys are unique. And then watch how these seeds that you are planting grow and bloom, consequentially transforming you into the new you that you desire. In addition to turning things around on a personal level, we should aspire to look into how we can also mend the fences in our relationships. Our relationships are like mirrors reflecting our inner state. Try to look into the broken bridges with our spouse, our children, and our parents. See how they can be fixed through conscious efforts in this blessed month. At this moment, you may still be sad because of a friendship that ended. This friend is someone you've known since you were 10 years old, and it was rather unfortunate that the both of you got into a heated argument and then said some things that you wish you didn't, But then, as the damage was done, it led to the breakup in your friendship. Now, is this something that is not fixable? I doubt so. I believe that if you put your mind to it and your heart to it, and you lower your ego and your pride, and you sincerely intend in Allah's name that you want to do this for His sake, you want to mend such broken relationships and make them better so that you can support one another again, so that you can be by each other's sides once again, as you have always been doing. And if you put all of these efforts together, there's a very high chance and a high likelihood that you can restore your friendship. The ibadah of fasting carries a myriad of benefits, one of which is that it softens the heart, often making it more receptive to qualities of empathy and understanding. So I would suggest that you use this time to listen, to empathize, to hopefully forgive, and to express love more freely. Because it doesn't really matter whose turn it is to lower their ego and ask for forgiveness or to make an apology, right? Sometimes it's just about, hey, let's get over this. We're both old enough, matured enough, we've known each other long enough, and we know that this friendship or this relationship holds more value and has more potential towards more good and positive memories that we can create into the future. So once you overlook the trivial and small issues, inshallah, you'll be able to appreciate the greater benefit that comes with it. So begin with a kind word or a small act of service or a gift or simply spending quality time. Any one of these can easily reignite the warmth and bring healing that your relationship desperately needs. A lot of our happiness in life is due to the fact that we have unresolved conflicts with our loved ones, or that we have an estranged relationship with our parents, for a misunderstanding that everyone has been awkwardly avoiding for the longest time, even during Eid al-Fitr. Friends, your relationships can be the source of your peace or your misery. Fix these issues, and not only will your heart and mind be more at ease, but you will also be more pumped and motivated to rise higher and build in every area of your life, inshallah. Another area where you might be thinking of ways to turn it around would be in your business or career. For those facing challenges in their business or professional life, Ramadan prompts us not just to work harder, but to work smarter, with integrity and trust in Allah's set timing for our provisions. This is the moment to reevaluate strategies, to renew intentions, and to seek Allah's guidance in every decision. This month, don't just aim to save your business, but consider beautifying it with ethical practices and values that will lead to long-term sustainable success. Being successful in your career or business is not an achievement that will only benefit you personally. But there are many side positives too. For example, you may be able to create more jobs for others if your business is successful, or you may inspire someone out there who is looking for an example of what it means to be diligent, hardworking, humble, and yet still be able to succeed meaningfully in their career. You could be that shining example. So in conclusion, let Ramadan be a time for your personal and collective renaissance and rebuilding. Ramadan is not just a pause from the physical, it's actually an active engagement with the spiritual side of you, the emotional side, as well as the intellectual side. It's a holistic journey that touches every aspect of our lives. So let's approach each day with intentionality, with strong purpose and niyyah, embracing the opportunity for repentance, for personal transformation, and for personal growth. As we move forward in this blessed month, let us do so with the firm resolve to make this Ramadan the turning point. Let's choose to be the architects of our fate by being dutiful servants to Allah and by being fully committed to our goals. Thank you for tuning in. شكراً، رمضان مبارك.